Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, Mr. Humble, at your service. That's what they call me around here. Very excited about having Dr. Ivan Meisner back on the show. Ivan is a 22-year member of our Brain Trust. We could not do without him. Founder and Chief Visionary Officer of BNI Business Network International, which is one of the most awesome international success stories in the world. Not just that I've seen, but it's without peer. He's one of the most prolific authors that I know. His books on building relationships and networking are legendary, including Room Full of Referrals, Who's in Your Room, Giver's Gain. He's the personification of the of that, and he's our good friend, Ivan Meisner. Welcome back.
Oh, it's always great to be on, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. So you want to talk about how we see the world, and when I think about that terminology, I think about my friend Joel Barker's paradigm instructions that he's taught us over the last 30-something years. We see the world through lenses that become our paradigms, and we set filters up in front of us, and whatever we like gets through the filters just fine. Whatever we don't like, we block those out, and we find a way to be successful inside of all of that until...
Well, some of us find a way to be successful, some don't.
Well, at least we find a way to operate that way, whether it's good or not. But I love the way that he talks about that, and I want to hear your thoughts on seeing the world through different lenses.
Yeah, well, you know, I've seen two people sitting in a room at the same table having the same meal at the same time, and their world's apart. And their world's apart because they're seeing the world through different lenses.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know this about me, but I love astronomy. And after, I've learned...
After a quarter century, I did not know that about you. What's your sign?
Yeah. No, not astrology. Astronomy. Telescopes. Night sky.
That's part of the astrology. Go ahead.
No, don't get me started on astrology.
I'm a Taurus, by the way.
Yeah,
go ahead. Nobody's surprised about that.
I'm a Cancer, but don't get me started on it. I don't buy into it. Anyway, astronomy I buy into, and I've learned that choosing different lenses or filters for my telescope, I can actually observe different things in the night sky. And by changing the lens, the things I view can appear or disappear. Before my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And objects can be, like the moon, can be overwhelmingly bright and actually painful to view,
mm-hmm.
or they can be a beautiful sight to behold. And I believe that our lives are similar. The lens we choose to see the world through can greatly influence the things
that we see. How do we develop lenses that are good or bad?
Well, I think there's a number of ways to do it, and it begins with mindset. You know, the first thing that I realized when I came up with this conclusion was that words matter.
Mm-hmm.
What you say about your world experience helps determine the world that you live in, mm-hmm. and the people that you attract into your world.
And what you say to others and what they say to you is all part of that.
Oh, yeah. So important. And, you know, what you put in your head shows up in your world, whether you're talking about an abundance mentality or a scarcity
mm-hmm.
mentality, this
mm-hmm.
concept of the law of attraction or the glass being half full.
Your attitude about work, your attitude about health, your
yes.
will, what you think about your will, whether you are aware of your own spirit or not. I think that's all part of it, don't you?
I do, and I think that we've talked about my book, Who's in Your Room. I realized years ago that you need to evict people from your life because the lens that they viewed the world through was so negative, fearful, hurtful, caustic. It wasn't a lens that I choose to view the world through. Not that, you know, the whole idea that you're viewing the world through rose-colored glasses. I'm not suggesting that you not see reality, but there's a way of positioning.
And you're also not saying that you don't try to redeem people, because you and I need to be redeemed. We hope other people will redeem us when we're not behaving ourselves or we're not doing what we're using the wrong lens. So we should be redeeming others, but some people are unredeemable, and those are the ones you evict, right? I've got some of those people in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I like to look at those as can't-dos versus won't-dos.
Yeah.
Somebody who's struggling, they want to do it, but they can't do it, and they need help.
Yeah.
Versus the won't-dos, they're just not going to do it.
Redemption is a very powerful lens. It's one of the most powerful and most important practices in management, in business relationships, for sure. Dr. Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen, I know you're not going to go away because he's so smart, so much wisdom. We're glad he's here, and he and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.